Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeff Pilgrim to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
I've just a few days left before the trial. My own trial, you know, for embezzlement. I saw the chap I've retained this afternoon, Guy Stubbs, KC. And although he went the long way to London, he made it pretty plain I haven't a chance. He wants me to plead guilty, if you please. And I'd tell him to go to the devil. And I'm glad I did, because Stella's come to light with a new idea, and we haven't lost the game yet. Stella's here at the hotel at the moment. And this stunt of hers is so risky that I can't make up my mind whether I should let her go on with it or not.
You can argue your head off, Jeff. I don't care. I don't think there's any risk at all.
Look here. You say we have to produce a letter of authority from Fuller in court. A letter saying Barker was his agent and I was to pay him with open checks.
That's right, isn't it?
Yes, but the only way you can get one is to trick Benny into signing a blank sheet of letterhead paper.
Palmer managed it.
Palmer forged Benny's signature and then destroyed the infernal thing after I'd seen it.
If Palmer could manage it, so can I.
And when Benny finds out, he'll take you apart.
But he'll have to admit it was his signature.
Oh, hang it, Stella. I can't let you stick your neck out like this.
For the 50th time, Jeff, I won't be sticking my neck out.
Then what the devil do you call it?
Oh, all right, I suppose I'll have to tell you. Jeff, you've asked me lots of times where the money came from for your bail.
Yes, and each time you've closed up like a clam.
Benny Puller gave it to me.
What? Are you crazy?
No. He drove a bargain, and it was a hard one. He put up the money on one condition. That whether you were convicted or acquitted, once the trial was over, I'd never see you of my own accord again.
Benny Puller did that? He thought I'd swindled him and then bailed me out? Oh, really, what is this?
Can't you think of any reason why Benny Puller would like you out of the way, whether you go to jail or not?
Out of whose way? His or yours?
Mine.
Oh. I see. So that's how it is, eh?
Yes, Jeff, that's how it is. Seems that I mean more to Benny than just another female employee. And that's why I think I can get his signature on the sheet of paper and write a letter over it in safety.
I don't like the idea, Stella.
Maybe you'd rather go to prison.
Surely I can get out of it some other way.
Yes, if Mr. Bendigo calls off the prosecution.
Yes, he's likely to do that.
Well, what about it? Do we wangle the letter, or do you go to jail? There's no other way, Jeff.
You win. We go bald-headed after the letter.
As your only sister, Cressida, as your only living relative apart from Marcia, I'm asking you to stop this trial before it starts.
You're wasting your time, Harriet.
I'm not. It's your vanity, the silly vanity of a wealthy old man. That's what Jeff Pilgrim's hurt. And at the bottom of my heart, I don't think the man's even done that. I can't bring myself to believe Jeff's a criminal.
I can.
Cressida, unless you stop the proceedings against Jeff, you will hurt Marcia and yourself more than anyone else. You're vindictive. You want to see Jeff publicly disgraced.
The knave's publicly disgraced Marcia already, hasn't he?
Two wrongs won't make a right. Oh, if it wasn't for that Bronson girl. It was absolutely tragic the way she managed to get Jeff out on bail a mere half hour before Marcia. If Marcia had been at the courthouse before Bronson, she'd never have turned against her husband.
That's tummy nonsense, Harriet. Nothing but tummy nonsense. Marcia simply used her common sense and saw through that rogue of a chap at last.
Cressida, we've been the best of friends all our lives. This could be the first major rift there's ever been between us. Don't go against me, please.
No, good heavens above. I'd do anything for you. But this has gone too far.
It hasn't yet. Marcia still wants Jeff to come back to her. I know.
Has she said so? Not on your life. In any way, what can I actually do?
Get Jeff out of the country. Give him some money.
The bounder already has 1,800 of my money.
Oh, never mind. Cut your losses and let him go. Let the whole dreadful business blow over.
Well, I wouldn't mind so much if the chap had the honest-to-goodness decency to own up.
Never mind that either.
Oh, bless my soul, Harriet, what's a chap to do? Well, I'll sleep on it. Let me wake up to a decision in the morning. Heaven knows, I'm not a hard man.
You've been a hard man over this. I'm not asking you to do anything for Jeff Pilgrim. I'm asking you to do it for me. And if not for me, for Marcy.
Very well, my dear. You win. I'll see Pilgrim in the morning. If he says yes, I did it, then, well, let him go and pack him off out of the country. But if he sticks to that other story, Harriet, then by Jove, he can stand his trial. Is that understood? I'll see the chap in the morning.
Yes, Stella, what is it?
Can I see you now about those letters to the brokers?
I'm pretty busy at the moment.
Well, they won't take long. All they need is your signature.
Okay, let's have a look.
It's a safe time, Mr. Puller. There are 10 of them, all exactly the same, except for the names and addresses. Here they are, one on top of the other. You can just sign down the whole lot.
Bring them round here. Did you do them according to the form we worked out yesterday?
I haven't changed so much as a comma.
Right. I want you to have these sent out in the embossed envelopes. You know the ones I mean.
I know.
By the way, I hope you've forgotten that damn silly business you were talking about yesterday.
What was that?
Wanting me to write a letter of authority for Pilgrim to post out open checks to a chap I never heard of.
Oh, that. Yes, I should have had more sense.
I'm glad you think so. There, here you are. I've signed the lot. Can you catch the midday mail?
I should think so.
See if you can. There's a good girl.
Yes, Mr. Puller. That was like walking a tightrope out of Niagara Falls. But I got it.
Good morning, Pilgrim.
Oh, Mr. Bendigo.
I can come in, I suppose.
Certainly.
Now, see here, Pilgrim. I don't want you to run away with the idea I'm here to do you any favors.
What are you here for?
I'm doing this for Marcia and my sister Harriet, who, for reasons I'll never fathom, still see some good in you.
My compliments to Miss Bendigo.
Pilgrim, I want you out of the country. If you'll stand up like a man and admit you tried to swindle me, I'll get you out of the country.
I'm not leaving, thanks.
Well, what's the sense in staying here? Who's going to give you a job?
That's something I can look after myself.
I'll pay you well.
Not interested.
Now, look here. Don't get on your high horse with me. I'm making you a good offer. I'll give you £1,000 to get on a boat of some sort and clear out of everyone's sight.
I'm not going to argue, Mr. Bendigo. When I leave this country, it'll be of my own sweet will and accord and under my own steam and with a clean skin. Get me?
You're a fool. You haven't a chance of getting an acquittal. And I'm standing here offering you good money to put with the other 1,800 you stole.
I'll get out with pleasure one day, but not yet. Before I'm finished, I'll have a published apology from you and Puller.
How can you keep up this absurd bluff? When's it all going to end?
It'll end when I've cleared myself.
Oh, good Lord, man, what's wrong with you? The case is open and shut. I'm offering you money to call it off and get you away from here. For your wife's sake. In heaven's name, man, where are your senses?
I know what I'm doing. I'm not leaving. I'm going to stand my trial. And nothing you do now or at any other time will make 2 pence of the difference. I suggest we bring this discussion to an end.
I don't understand you, Pilgrim. I simply don't understand you.
You will. You'll understand all right, Mr. Bendigo. Make no mistake about that. Your Hepster.
sorry to worry you, Benny, but I just this minute left that fellow Pilgrim. He's got something up his sleeve. I swear he has.
Well, where do I come in?
Well, I've been saying to myself on my way here, if Pilgrim could afford to turn down an offer like the one I made him, if he's as confident of getting an acquittal as he seems to be, what have we missed? What have we overlooked?
I still don't see why you should think I can put my finger on it for you.
Now, well, look here, Benny. Jeff and the Bronson girl are hand in glove. Here she is, day in, day out, working in your office. Wouldn't it be possible for them to, well, cook something up between them, maybe?
If you tell me what's on your mind, Chester, I might be able to tell you yes or no. What is it?
You wouldn't let that girl talk you into anything, would you, Benny? Anything like signing a letter for Jeff Pilgrim's benefit? Hmm?
What do you take me for?
Confound it. It's all I can think of.
Well, you can stop thinking of it right now. I'm not letting Stella kid me into signing any letters for Pilgrim's benefit or anyone else's. So will you get along home to your brandy and a cigar? I've got the corporation to run. Let Stella Bronson coax a letter out of me. I'm an older and wiser bird than that, Tressida Bendigo. Well, wiser anyhow.
Well, that's that. I should have known better. Benny Puller's no fool. And yet, the way Jeff went down, you'd think he was sure of going scot-free. Oh, confound it. Don't say I've been mistaken all along the line.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.